Hello.
That was so depressing. Keep going.
Okay. Hello. We've tried to film this intro for about 20 minutes now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm exaggerating.
But are you? Because
yeah, I'm fully lying. But welcome to Live Laugh Beef. My name is Joshua Tixe, and I'm here with my co-host.
I'm Allie Sloan. I didn't know if we were Allie doing Sloan. Last names there.
Yeah, didn't know how
familiar we were.
You know, give them the legal name. Yeah, we're starting a podcast called Live Laugh Beef. Welcome to the first episode. It's going to be iconic. We're going to be talking about pop culture, all the tea on TikTok.
It's definitely going to be better than this intro. If you judge it by the first 2 minutes of this intro, honestly.
Yeah, we're giving a bit of...
awkwardness.
Yeah. Here's how we're going to get started. We're going to tell you guys why we're calling this podcast Live Laugh Beef. I feel like it's a play on words why we're doing Live Laugh Beef, because we're living.
We're laughing. Not the smoker's cough. And we're beefing for sure. God.
Okay,
popcorn lung, let's keep going. We have an intro to get started.
Anyways, so we're calling it Live Laugh Beef because we're living, we're laughing, we are beefing.
Yeah.
Not with each other. You never know.
Give it a week.
Mm-hmm. But we're living, we're laughing, and we're going to be beefing with the people on the internet and
just
talking
everyone.
Shit about them.
But actually don't collect, what's the word?
But don't come for us.
Don't come for us. Don't and talk don't back to me because I'll cry.
Yeah, and also don't take us seriously. Yeah. So please don't sue us.
Speaking of getting sister sued.
Please.
We actually were going to name our podcast The Anti-Joe Rogan Experience.
Yeah, we just didn't want to get sued.
Yeah. Do you think he'd sue us, though?
I feel like he's petty enough that he would sue us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like any like white rich male would sue me. Should we name our podcast that?
Rich white male?
No. Oh my God. The Anti-Joe Rogan Experience.
Okay. No, we're sticking to Live Laugh Beef. Also, because I feel like there's like, you know that meme of the girl saying, I smell like beef?
That's actually, we were going to name it that too.
I smell like
beef. But then we didn't want to get sued by her.
This little girl just sends us a cease and desist.
I mean, she's probably older now.
What, like 8?
That video came out when she was like 8. She was actually an infant. She was a fetus, but like it's fine.
She was a child.
Yeah.
Okay, so moving on. We've got a few topics here that we want to talk about. Let's talk about how we met.
Okay.
But it's not really that interesting, actually.
Wait, but how did we meet? Because I'm thinking, are we allowed to talk about
weed on the
podcast? Isn't that when we met? In the tent on the grad party?
It was.
Okay, you don't think that's interesting?
That is interesting.
I think it's like fucking...
That's why I want to talk about it. I think we were in 12th grade. Mm-hmm. And this was...
Grad party.
It was a grad party. After party.
I didn't graduate, but I went.
Well, I did.
It wasn't even for my high school.
And there was a grad party from my high school, and she went to another high school in the city.
Well, I actually didn't go anywhere.
Were you at Jella?
I didn't graduate, so
well,
I
you
was
graduated
just there.
Now.
I was at Arby's actually working, and then I went out to the grad party. So,
not I Arby's.
Did. Can I confirm? I did graduate since then.
Okay. Yeah, we love that. Yay!
I only dropped out 3 times.
Stay in school. At least get your fucking high school diploma.
Have to stay, but like get it eventually. For
well,
sure.
No. They have to get their high school diploma if they want to be a living. Breathing human being on this planet.
So you're disrespecting people already.
Yeah.
That's some tea, sis.
It's called Live Laugh Beef for a reason. Anyways. Okay, so we met at this grad after party. It was in the middle of nowhere in the boonies. And we were both pretty fucked up people.
Oh, in general. I was like, I don't think I was that drunk.
And then, so I remember drinking... A lot, but also we were like, it was grad, but I did do some some paraphernalia that I should not have been doing.
I don't even know what you're talking about, but I'm gonna agree.
I was doing the mouse that night. People were doing drugs in that tent.
Yeah.
Here locally, we like to call them
poppers.
And not the gay kind.
Where the confusion happens.
Yeah, exactly. So
I think everyone in Ontario calls them poppers. So like if you're from Ontario.
Yeah, I think people from Ontario do call them poppers. But also the gay community calls like
poppers. I don't even know what that is though.
Like, they're just inhalants, like you.
And it just, what does it do? Is it
like gives you a little head high and like
cocaine or something?
No.
I know it's not cocaine, but is it like cocaine?
Imagine like inhaling like cleaner.
Oh.
It's literally like just bleach? That. No, bleach would like hurt your nose, but like inhaling like, ooh, like markers, and it kind of gets you lightheaded.
Oh my God.
But it also relaxes your muscles, and that's why people do it.
Oh no, I have heard that.
Because, you know, I don't know what this was, but I think you get the gist. If you're watching the video.
Honestly, Google it. Like,
yeah.
What do poppers do? The gay poppers. Okay. But anyways, we're going to.
Imagine they just go on Google, gay poppers.
Gay poppers. Okay. So here's the tea. They were doing poppers in this tent, and that is a mix of tobacco and marijuana. Why am I saying it like
it's so educated?
Okay, yeah, y'all had weed and fucking tobacco. Darts up in
you
that
get
shit.
A tube. I'm a professional. Yeah. I quit.
Please, no. Give me the explanation.
You get the cigarette. You rip it off, you shove it in the tube, you get the weed, you actually do this, you do in your grinder, put it in the bong, you pull it, and then you... And that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, and you have to inhale the whole thing. And the whole idea of it is you get this head rush, this crazy fucking head rush because of the tobacco, but then you're just high afterwards, but like extremely high, like right away.
But they also probably kill you really quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. So don't do them I'm getting at.
Warning, but do not do them.
That's what it is.
Yeah. So they were doing that in that tent. I was in there. I was offered poppers. Me being the gay man that I am. I was like, poppers?
Of course I'll have a popper.
I was actually, I was a little confused because people use poppers when they have sex. So I was like.
I guess I'm getting laid in the bush. Yeah.
Anyways,
and I remember Celeste said to you, she was like, have you ever had a popper before? You're like, yeah, I've had them all the time.
Yeah, because I've had the gay version of the poppers,
but not like the same thing.
No. And I quickly realized that night here's the funniest part of the story for me is when I took them, I had the world's juiciest fucking head rush. Like,
so they get you addicted.
That was the start of something new. But yeah, and so I had this massive head rush, and there was this girl in that tent. I'm not gonna name her, but she just looked at me and fully just said, "Aw, I miss that feeling." I was fully incapacitated. Like, yeah. I think I was gone for a good 3 minutes.
You kept yourself together well, though, because I didn't notice. You told me this, like, years later.
But yeah, I think that was, like, I think, you know, there wasn't, like, a formal time that we, like, met, but we just started hanging out, like, through friends. But that was, like, the first time, like, we actually
met each other. Because I don't even think we, like, met before.
Anyways, so that's how we met. Whilst we talk about ourselves... Mm-hmm. We're gonna end it off because we want to start getting into the real shit, the real juicy shit.
Oh, you said that close.
Sorry, I gotta stop saying juicy. I don't know why I'm really obsessed with just saying juicy.
Juicy.
To close this segment off, what's your favorite meme?
Oh my God.
And I have two questions.
Okay, you start though. Like, I don't even know one off the top of my head.
Does TikTok
audio count as a meme?
Yeah, but it would be, what's your current favorite meme? And then what's your, like, all-time go-to meme?
Oh, my God. I read that you wrote that question. I just said, I'll figure it out. Like, the only thing I can think of is, have you ever seen that picture? This is, like, my go-to one, I'd say. I don't even use it because I don't really use memes, like, in text. I know, don't cancel me, but I don't. But my favorite one, like, ever is that picture of the lemur that's sitting at the dinner table.
I've never seen it.
Oh, I'll send it to you. It's like my favorite picture.
I want to find it.
It's not even. Okay, I'm obsessed with it. I don't even know like what it means.
I love how there's just this old lady.
It's just like it doesn't make any sense. And he's so cute. Lemurs are my favorite animal.
I'm really confused because they're at a restaurant.
Yeah, he just wants a burger. So
speaking of burger,
that's what they do in the Brant Valley.
My current favorite meme is I don't know why, but like short people really make me laugh.
That's all it is.
Bro. Wait, and I don't mean that to be rude, but there's like these two short, or they're from Dubai.
Oh, you're talking about that. What's his name? No, it's not Abdul. That was that racist? What's his name? It's like Hassalam. No, I don't
know.
I know exactly. I don't think we're gonna get short though. He's like he looks so tiny.
Yeah, he's really small.
Mm-hmm. But he like goes on, he's like, what the fuck or whatever. Yeah. No,
but there's this one video that I'm obsessed with. And people send it to me all the time, and it's the one of him going, burger.
You need to show me this because
have you never seen that?
No. Is he an adult? I was gonna say that's so cute.
He's an adult. Wrong. He's an adult.
Okay, that's funny. I don't know. Is it wrong to call someone who's little cute?
I think for me, it's
unethical.
Well, no, but we call each other cute.
Yeah, but like to say, oh my god, he's so cute, and he's like a full grown man.
I don't know, but like I'm a full grown man, and people can call me cute.
Fine, he's cute. He has rights. I love the way he says.
Anyways, so
That's your favorite meme.
That's my favorite meme at the current moment. I think like if I can't really think of like my all-time favorite because there's so many good ones to choose from. But I would say like I have like a favorite Vine video, and it's that one where I think it's like a party. Mm-hmm. And it's just like different moods. It's like a gay guy, like skinny gay guy, like fighting, and then one girl spinning her hair.
I don't give a fuck,
bitch. I swear to God.
Have you seen the video? I know you've seen this video. I literally have watched it so many times. I show everybody I know where they're like fighting and arguing with this old man. Then there's this guy with like long hair and he goes, daddy, chill. And then the guy goes back, what in the hell is even that?
That one's good.
Daddy, chill.
What the hell is even that?
Anyways, so we're moving on. This is not like our typical intro. We just wanted, you know, you guys who are listening out there, to get to know us a little bit, because obviously I don't know who's listening out there, but maybe you do know us. Maybe you're fucking creeps.
Our first three viewers are definitely gonna be somebody we know.
Yeah, definitely.
Probably our only viewers.
You've gotten to know us, me and Allie and I.
I hate that.
Whatever.
No, like I hate the and. I get so off topic. I have unmedicated ADHD, so like it's really hard for me too. Not to focus.
I feel like this is going
to
be the worst podcast on
existence.
It's
going to be a fucking mess. Okay. Move on.
But yeah, we want to talk about pop culture and, you know, the happenings on TikTok and whatnot, like we mentioned. So
yeah.
Today we have a few topics that we want to talk about. Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson.
They have confirmed. So many questions. It's confirmed?
No, it's confirmed that they're not dating.
Oh.
That's what they said.
Yeah.
However, I feel like...
I don't know.
You know what it is?
They're going for white guys now?
Guys with Androids, best dicks.
Does he have an Android? I don't know. He seems like an Android guy.
That's what I'm saying. Listen, from like Pete Davidson to Kanye West, Kanye West definitely has an iPhone. You know, because he's all about that life.
Yeah, true.
But I feel as if Pete Davidson would have like a Google Pixel. You know what I'm saying?
He definitely would.
He definitely either.
I feel like anyone on SNL would have like a Google Pixel.
Yeah, or like a Galaxy S20 FE.
I don't even know what that means. Hyundai Santa Fe. That's his cell phone.
Exactly.
Have you seen that tweet? Oh my god, a news article. They tweeted like Kim Kardashian visits Pete Davidson's native city, New York.
Yeah. They were really trying to get the likes.
But like native city, like who doesn't go to New York?
Oh no, it's giving me the heat warning. Anyways, we'll be right back.
With a quick word from our sponsors.
Hi, welcome back. So we briefly talked about Pete Davidson.
Yeah. I think I'm just over it.
Yeah, we're over it. If Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson are fucking, then
then we'll have something to talk about.
Yeah,
more I love conspiracies, though. Remember when everyone conspired that Kylie Kardashian... Oh, my God. I almost called her Chloe. I think I'm having a stroke. Kylie Jenner, actually, was pregnant. And then she actually was.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Chloe and how she's OJ's daughter.
Oh, my God. That, too.
Yeah.
That is fucked. Not OJ's. There's another guy, though. Did you see the security guard one? They're twins.
Or that Stormy is actually... her security guard's daughter.
Wait, what? I don't think
it was like back in the day. It was like she had like a
security guard. But I guess it's kind of like weird that she did like keep her pregnancy quiet until 8 months. So like maybe it's not her baby. It looks like Travis though. I just called Stormy it. Stormy baby. Was that good?
Why was that good?
Oh my God.
I know
that wasn't good.
I know. Okay, we're gonna move on.
Okay.
Next on our topic, I think we wanted to talk about. It's like a pretty touchy subject. Mm-hmm. But condolences to little Debbie's family.
Does she have family though?
She must.
No, I saw a video. Actually, I don't know anything. See, that's what I was gonna say. Is like. To get canceled for the 10th time, but like I don't know, I never knew who she was until like she passed away. But
it's one of those things where a lot of these news outlets or like Instagram pages, Facebook pages who like have the clout,
yeah,
or just have people following them, spread misinformation, spread just garbage on the internet. And I think they had a really big part in, or a lot of these channels had a really big part in little Debbie's death.
Mm-hmm. Only, oh my God. Yeah,
only because they put such a spotlight on this girl. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, like, I don't know her age. I don't know the specifics, but she, like, from the looks of it, she was young and people just laughed.
Yeah. And they promoted her addiction, which, like, I don't know because, like, once she was under the spotlight, I guess, like, because people knew who she was. I didn't really know who she was, but a lot of people knew who she was, and it seems like she would get, like, more, like, you know what it reminds me of? What? Not, like, in the same sense, but it reminds me of Nikocado Avocado because that guy, he used to be, like, I know he had an eating disorder, but he used to be, like, skinnier and, like, healthier, and when he realized that him eating, like, all this awful food for him made him famous or like put him under the spotlight, he did it more. Like if you've seen him recently, he has like a tube on his nose and he eats like five pizzas. So like he looks like he's literally killing himself.
Yeah.
And it's then, like that's what it reminds me of. Like little Debbie got the spotlight and then she noticed that people were like paying attention to her and like obviously she was a bit troubled. And so she just kept doing the things she did instead of getting actual help.
Yeah. And I think that's also like the issue with quote unquote clout or fame or just like that type of enabling can really just fuck a person up.
Honestly.
Yeah. Especially if she really didn't have anybody and with all like the drug abuse, you know?
Oh my God. Drug, like it makes me so sad. Yeah. I don't know.
Anyways, I don't want to like get into it because I'm not like an expert on that. Mm-hmm. And also I don't know her life like that.
Yeah. Like I didn't know her very well, but I've seen a lot of videos the last day or so. I don't know when she passed. Was it yesterday?
Yeah.
The last,
or 2 days ago.
Yeah, the last couple of days I've seen.
So, RIP little Debbie. I know you wanted to talk about parasocial relationships.
Oh, yes, and bitch. Really, I've been waiting for this.
But here's the thing. I don't even know what the fuck that is.
So oh, you're gonna, don't worry. You're going to have to give me the rundown. Honestly, maybe I should have like looked it up more. I kind of did because like I know what it is, but like I'm not good at explaining things sometimes. But it kind of fits into the last topic, honestly, like about like social media and influencers. So first of all, shout out because there's a video that like this is where I like kind of learned it about from. It's by Ludwig, who... I love, and maybe that's a parasocial relationship on its own. But Ludwig has a video called I'm Not Your Friend. If you haven't seen it, go watch it.
Is he a fashion YouTuber?
No. He's a Twitch streamer.
I see.
He gets like...
like Hassan Piker?
Hassan, please listen to my podcast.
Yo, when I tell you I would let this man shove a fucking fist down my throat. Like, I don't give a fuck.
I actually just watched a video with him in it, and honestly,
he's like... he's so beautiful. Like, it's just a man.
Yeah.
But you could tell he has a soft side. I love how we're, like, reading.
This kind of relates to the parasocial. Maybe you're going to read yourself here.
Oh, really?
So, a parasocial relationship. Okay, I'm going to start from scratch.
Okay.
So parasocial relationships. It fits well with the social media like influencer thing we were talking about.
Hassan.
So, okay. Mention Hassan one more time. Sorry. I'll stop. We love him, though. I love you, Hassan. Please notice me. See, no, that's us being parasocial. You'll get it. Oh. So Ludwig Agrin on YouTube has a video called I'm Not Your Friend. 10 out of 10 video. When I watched it, I was like, holy fuck. Like, mm-hmm. It's so true. And parasocial relationships, like, in this sense, like, it's a kind of a broad meaning, but, like, what I'm talking about is, like, people have relationships with influencers that don't have relationships with them back. Oh, so it's, like, facts. A very one-sided thing. Like, they'll comment, like, I love you so much, like, oh, my God, and stuff like that. In Ludwig's video, he talks about, like, I don't love you, I don't know you. Mm. He's, like, I'm here for entertainment, and you guys watch me for entertainment. So, like, I'm not your friend because I don't know you. He's, like, I have 20 friends. He's, like, I would love to be your friend, but I can't be because you're all strangers to me. And it's, like, all about that. And there's just, like, I feel like so many instances where, like, I don't know. I follow a lot of streamers just because, like, I watch their content.
That's why you were saying with, like, the whole Hassan thing, because I was already, like, psychoanalyzing him without even knowing him. See,
and
you're saying,
like, he's such a good person and all this. It's, like, yeah, he is. Like, I agree. But it's – and yours obviously isn't, like, that bad. But, like, I see these things about – I think Ludwig might have talked about this in a stream. I don't know if I'm just, like, making – or, like, I just noticed it. But, like, there's this guy on Twitch named Sykuno. And people, like, talk to him, like, Sykuno, like – I actually remember this, what I'm trying to think of. There was a time on Twitch where they were playing a game called Among Us, and it was Valkyrie, Toast, and Sykuno, and like a bunch of others. But I guess Sykuno got upset because he felt like, I don't know, you know how sometimes when your friends, like, you feel like they're picking on you and you get upset? That happened. Yeah. Sykuno, like, cried, and then he turned off his camera and went mute. Oh, and then people were commenting, like, at Toast and Valkyrie, like, you hurt Sykuno's feelings. Like, how dare you? He never meant to do this. And it's like, in my head, and Toast is like, he's my friend, like, I'll talk to him. And, like, stuff like that happens all the time.
Yeah.
And I think it's fucked that, like, there's so many people out there, and it's not healthy. Like, if you're creating, like, this relationship with somebody that, like, you don't know.
A lot of people on, like, Twitter with, like, Twitter stan accounts.
And that's what I was thinking of. It's crazy. Because, like, Valkyrie, like, she'll post a tweet, and you'll see, like, 40 comments that she's like, I love you so much, Ray, like, you're my baby. And it's just like, that's like, I'm not even like shaming people for it, because like, I feel like I've had parasocial relationships where I'm like, I would watch a streamer like 8 hours a day and be like, oh my god, they're so funny, like, I wonder like what it's like. And like, you comment on the stream, you like do that, and it's like, it's crazy how like, I don't know, I just feel like people need to like really like come to terms with the fact that like, they're not gonna be friends with them.
I think the thing is too is like, it's like a common theme ever since, I guess, the beginning of the television age, where people seem to feel as if they know the person that they're watching. But it's been, like, talked about before with Eminem. Remember, he had the song called Stan?
I'm pretty sure
it's called Stan.
Yeah, it is called Stan.
And he was the first one who talked about, like, people who are crazy, who, like...
Crazy fans, yeah.
Who think that... Oh, sorry. It sounds like I'm crying, but I really just got a burp.
Stan really got you.
Yeah, Stan really got me good.
That's actually a really good song, like, to kind of reflect, like, what we're talking about, too.
I do see these younger fans who think they have relationships with these people, and then they'll write down, like, you saved my life, like, you did this.
Yeah, Ludwig so talks like, about that,
too. Yeah, like, you put a lot of
pressure on people. And see, that's what happens. And then, like, if they do something, even if it's the slightest bit wrong, everyone has an opinion because they think they know them, but they don't.
Exactly. And you think about it too, like, just if you're a normal human being, no following, no anything, if you make a mistake, there's really people only, like,
don't know.
People don't care. People don't know.
Like, for the most part, as long as it's not like a crime, bro. But yeah, no, it's crazy. And what Ludwig said actually about that, when he says people comment, you saved my life, he's like, I didn't save your life. I made videos and you saved your own life. Like, I didn't 100%. Do anything.
100%.
He's like, that was you. If you want to say you saved your life, it's fine. But don't tell me that I saved your life when I don't even know who you are.
I definitely do feel bad for the influencers. Just because, you know, they probably get like millions of those messages a day.
And that's why, again, that's why people get canceled or whatever. Like, I know some stuff, I mean, is very worth canceling depending on what it is. But you'll see people like... I don't know. I saw this TikTok. I don't even want to talk about it anymore because I don't care that much. But there was this girl who had a party on TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone was talking about, like, canceling her. And then she came back and, like, had a rebuttal. Then everyone talked about canceling this girl who isn't even, like, an influencer. It's like, if you weren't so involved in these people's lives, you just wouldn't care enough to do that.
You know what? While we're on the topic, with the whole canceling thing, I hate cancel culture.
So do I.
Yeah. I fucking hate it.
To a certain degree.
Yeah, to a certain degree.
It's getting a bit out there.
It's getting, I think it's very similar to like Black Lives Matter, mm-hmm. where it becomes like it's because people think that they have to do it. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying? And it's like, yeah, like support them, support minorities.
Yeah.
But you're doing it the wrong way. Like it's like a bandwagon.
That's what I was going to say. And it seems very like, what's that word where it's like all for show?
Performative.
It seems performative. If you like something happens, then you only do it for one day and then you don't do it again.
And that's what happens, I think, with canceling.
Yeah.
A lot of it seems to me it's performative. Mm-hmm. I don't think they actually care about the crime, because if so, it wouldn't just be about canceling that person and like getting rid of their social media, no followers, no videos, blah, blah, blah. You'd be going out taking that man to jail. Mm-hmm. If they were really trying to cancel this person, quote unquote cancel, whatever that means, they would go and actually get it done. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And some of the cancel culture, like, I agree. Like, if somebody's blatantly racist, if somebody's blatantly this, blatantly homophobic, whatever, like, they shouldn't be on the internet, and they should at least, I think, okay, what I think, and, like, I know a lot of apologies aren't for me to accept, but I think the problem is when people make mistakes, the people who are, like, could accept the apology, they don't have to, but, like, nobody does, mm-hmm. and it causes kind of, like, it's, like, can we let people apologize? Like, it seems like every time somebody posts an apology video, there's always something wrong with it. Mm-hmm. There's always like this to nitpick, or like whatever, which like is fine, because like most of the apologies, like, I don't apply to, like, I'm not in the right place to accept it. And like, you don't have to accept it, but it's like, can't you just like appreciate the fact that they tried to apologize? I don't know.
Yeah. A lot of people who are canceling other people don't actually know why they're canceling them.
No.
Shane Dawson fucked a cat?
Yeah.
Crazy. Let's cancel him.
That was fucked.
And like, Shane, like, here's the thing. Shane
didn't even get a chance to like say his piece before people. Yeah. And like, I agree. The fucking whatever he said was awful. But
he did say some fucked up shit.
He did.
But also, it's like one of those things where it's like, here's the thing. There's so many circumstances that come to it. I'm not saying that he was right. But also at the end of the day, do people deserve a chance to
redeem themselves? And I agree.
Especially if it was like not a crime. Because he didn't commit a crime.
What could he do to redeem himself also? Like, is there even a chance?
I will say, though, I know that he's back. Yeah, he's back on the internet. Mm-hmm. Like I said, people don't know what they're canceling people for. Mm-hmm. And they tried to cancel him. All he had to do was take a step back. And he's not canceled.
And he did. But he is.
Millions of views.
True. People still watch, but like...
And like the like ratio is really great.
People posting... See, that's what I think. It's like people cancel people. This happens all the time where they cancel people, but then they still secretly watch them.
Yeah.
Like James Olivia Charles? Jade? Olivia Jade? Oh, she's on Dancing with the Stars,
That's
bro.
What I'm fucking saying. And your like, mom's a crook.
That's what happens.
Oh my God, not me getting mad.
I see, love that's a
thing. It's like... It's like one of those things where it's like no one actually will take...
And that's why it's performative.
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
People will just do it because it's performative.
And it's on social media and everyone else is doing it.
And no one will actually take that person to accountability.
Jane Dawson, Jeffree Star, like they all get hundreds of thousands, if not millions of views.
Yeah. So. Anyways. Yeah,
but
talking about... That was a lot. That was
that
really
was
deep.
A lot.
We're really giving brain.
We're clicking for brain. Sure. We might. Are we gonna get canceled?
Yeah, but that's the thing. You know what? I'm not gonna keep saying it. I feel as if like did we make sense?
I think we did. I want to make sense, but I also want to make sure I'm not saying the wrong thing. But again, is that just me reflecting back to cancel culture?
Yeah, because you don't want to get canceled.
Mm-hmm. But it's like I don't want to hurt people's feelings.
You're like Shane Dawson,
except Joe Rogan. What?
You're empathetic. You're an empath.
I'm an empath. Where's Katie the therapist?
Anyways, moving on. Did you know that Kristen Stewart's a lesbian?
Hasn't she always
She's
been
engaged.
A
lesbian? Am I living on a rock?
I think she's we always. Are. I don't know if maybe someone just said, maybe she never came out, but like everyone said she's like a lesbian.
I mean, she did give me lesbian vibes, but I think I'm just like so stuck. In the...
Oh, wait, true. She did date Robert Pattinson,
That's
right?
what I'm saying.
I did think she was maybe
getting
she's
beat by Rob Pat.
Or did she come out
Not
as
beat.
A lesbian?
Sorry, I like to say beat, like, you know, like...
getting her cheeks beat.
Beat the pussy up like Fight Night.
Not me.
Is that right?
Yeah, it is. Okay.
You love that song.
I do.
You were so no, you were obsessed with that song.
What happened to me? I was like, okay, sorry. Back to
Kristen Stewart.
I feel like I didn't know that actually. But like I did. Like I feel like I did. Mm-hmm. Maybe she never came out though and everyone just talked about it.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm gonna have to, you know what? Maybe I should just like do a quick Google search.
But yeah, I was really surprised when I saw it on Twitter that she got engaged and I was like, wait. She did give me like lesbian vibes, but mm-hmm. I never want to assume. Anyways, congratulations, Kristen Stewart.
We love you, bitch.
I love you, girl.
Twilight's my favorite movie.
Twilight was.
Maybe I'll watch Twilight tonight.
New Moon? No.
I love New Moon.
Breaking Dawn, part one. No, part two. Part one.
The last.
Part two. The last one.
Are you okay? You
wanna... Sorry, I can't choose. You want to know why I really like.
I like New Moon.
I like New Moon.
Because I love Jacob.
That's true.
Tiller Lautner.
But I really do love part two of Breaking Dawn only because that there was that twist at the end.
Carlisle's head.
When I tell you.
And that didn't happen in the book, did it?
No.
Because
no.
I read the books.
It was a fake out. It was a fake out. Mm-hmm. But it was one of those moments where people were like.
Gooped.
In the theater. Gooped.
Like gagged. You just heard.
yeah. It was like an Endgame type thing.
It was. I've never seen that, but yeah.
It's like one of those moments where you had to be in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so to end off the podcast, mm-hmm. we are going to play a good speed round of rating celebrity Halloween costumes, just because Halloween was 3 days ago, 4 days ago. So I don't know when this episode's going to be out.
Recently, yeah.
But it was recent. So, the first one. Thoughts on Chloe Halle as
the fuck's Chloe
Betty
Halle?
Boop.
Oh, she's a bad bitch. I like the hair. The hair really fits.
Whoever did this, because she has locks. Like her
Does
hair
she?
Is, yeah, and her hair is like pretty like thick and long.
Is she the one who's going to be...
No, her sister is going to be a little...
Okay, I was like, is that random?
And they do look kind of similar. I was going to say she
looks
sisters.
Like her. That's what I was thinking.
But yeah.
That looks good. The hair is really
and
good.
And I think you'll really enjoy this. I don't know her name, but do you know who this is?
Yes, I do.
You know that she's a bad mm-hmm. bitch. I forgot her name, but she's from Fishtails.
Shark.
Sorry, side note. I know a girl who looks just exactly like the shark.
The shark or that one?
You know,
It was fun. Bye, guys.
Anyways. Okay, so you know this girl from Shark Tales.
Mm-hmm.
Fishtails? Whatever.
Shark Tale.
Look at this.
I didn't know they were going to be, like, good-ass costumes.
Anyways, we stan Chloe.
That's so good.
Anyways, I got another one. And I think you'll really like this one. We're just going to rate it. Oh, what do you rate Chloe's Halloween costumes this year? I feel like I'm going to give her, like, an 8.5.
I was thinking 9.
Yeah, 9.
I like the Shark Tale one better. That's why I was going to say 10.
It was She was giving that night.
She was giving.
Yeah.
I didn't know they were going to be good costumes. They were going to be stupid.
I think you already know about this one, and you probably already really love this one.
Who is it? I shared it on my Instagram story.
Oh, did you?
I am obsessed
with
that
Lizzo.
One. Did you see she posted like a video to him? People are like, you look like Lizzo.
She's yes. Like, yes. That? And she's like, who the fuck is Lizzo?
That's 11 out of 10. That's my favorite
Iconic.
Costume. I posted it on my Instagram story. She just looks so funny. And
I love when people take Halloween costumes
to a new level.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly.
And it's like, because I think like a lot of people think Halloween's like, oh, let's just be slutty.
Yeah.
Although.
No, that was good. I mean, you can be. I yeah. was, kind of.
Honestly, I think that's it.
Yeah.
I'm like tired. We're like the
I
worst.
I wish I was rich. Can I actually show you one that I think you'll think's
okay,
funny?
Yeah,
there's this hockey player.
Oh, did Hasana B dress up as anything?
Oh, probably.
Hasan Piker?
He dressed up as my boyfriend.
I'm going to say, here, I'm going to declare this right now on this podcast while Ali is looking for a Halloween costume to show me that That's this so podcast, funny. We stan Hasan Piker and we hate.
We're not allowed to talk about him. One more fucking talk, we get sued.
It's fine.
We hate JR.
We don't hate him. We don't hate him. We just like love to say his name because
I don't. I think we're just obsessed.
It just rolls off the tongue, if you know what I'm saying.
We're obsessed. I'm just obsessed that he was like, oh, I just punched the mic. I'm just obsessed that he was like an X Factor.
That's true.
Like, imagine Jeff whatever from Survivor just starts a podcast. What do you think he'd talk about? I feel like he's like good, a Joe Biden supporter. Why do I think I'm American? Anyway. This is the costume. It's a hockey player and he's Regina George's mom.
That's so good.
It's so funny.
Oh, I want to do that for Halloween. That he's the and the mom. Boot? And the boot?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so good.
The fucking like drinks.
Oh, kind of good. That's it though. She's definitely a snow bunny. She's giving.
She is.
Yeah, she's so pretty. The fact
that he fucking, I can't go over it. Okay. Is that it? That he dressed up like
damn.
That.
Why you say it like that?
Because I'm sweating.
Oh, I know. I am sweating too.
Profusely.
Yeah, we're giving big pores.
We're giving anxiety and wet.
Whoever the fuck was at my... Whoever in my fucking ancestry had the big ass fucking pores. And also the slow...
Big pores?
Yeah. And the slow... don't fucking look, bitch.
And editor, can we get a zoom in?
Zoom in, please.
You're the editor. Enhance.
And also, whoever the fuck in my ancestry had the slow metabolism, I just want to say, listen, your family, I love you, but also, because I'm sweating and I'm...
Did you let it all out?
Yeah, that was a lot of trauma. I just had to do that. Sorry for trauma dumping.
I am sweating a lot. It's okay. I don't really get what trauma dumping is. We're
either.
Not getting into it.
Yeah, let's not get into it.
I don't care.
For the next time.
Oh, see, is that going to get me? Yeah.
But here's the thing, we're not therapists.
I don't care. Did you see that therapist who said she didn't want patients to trauma dump on it?
Oh my God, yes. I'm like, that's literally your job. It's like, imagine if you're a janitor and you're like, ooh, I have to clean that.
When you were in elementary school, didn't your teacher say, it's not the janitor's job to clean up after you and you had to pick up all your shit?
Yeah, that's true. But at the end of the day, it's like, what is the...
What are their occupations?
What are they doing?
They're getting paid more than me. Anyways.
That got way too sad, girl.
Now that I'm depressed.
Anywho, I just want to say thank you guys so much for listening. Live, it's laugh, beef real. Is here to stay. Hopefully. Yeah.
Unless we get no listeners, then probably we're going to scratch the project. We'll try it out, though, for a while.
I feel like we should do it for like a month, mm-hmm. month or so.
And see what happens.
Actually, let's do it for the next
2 months.
2 months. Because like winter's here. What else are we fucking doing?
Mm-hmm.
And see if we do any, if we
and
get anything.
And see if things happen. And see when Hassan follows in.
Yeah.
Tunes in? Honestly, why did I say follows
listen,
in?
Listen, I know, because like it's our first episode, so I feel like we should leave like a little like memory box, if mm-hmm. that makes sense. Just for us to open up when like, you know, we're...
I don't know what that means.
Just like, I don't know, maybe we're filming our like 500th episode.
Yeah.
And then like, we're like, oh, remember when we said this?
Oh, true.
So here...
That's a good idea.
To end off our first podcast, we are going to give some proclamations of what we think is going to happen.
I don't know what that word means.
Proclamations? It's just like, I have a proclamation.
Chat? What do you guys think? Right, type 1 for yes and 2 for no.
My last search was Burger. Proclamation.
I forgot that even happened tonight.
A proclamation. A public or official announcement, especially one dealing with a matter of great importance. It's like a decree, like you're saying.
So you want
like,
me to say...
I declare this. So...
Like manifesting? Or like what?
No, but we're just going to declare like something that's going to happen in the future of our podcast. Number
manifesting.
One.
Manifesting.
Number one. Yeah, I guess. Number one would be for me is Hassan Piker is going to follow us or give us a shout out.
Oh damn, no, he's gonna be a guest, bitch. We gotta
read. Oh, period, period, bitch, period.
Whoa. I want Ethan Klein because I actually like wore this shirt from actually yeah. No, I want Hila Klein.
Yeah,
or both.
We love Hila. Whoa. Okay, I love that.
I want Joe Rogan to roast me.
Here's the thing, we
actually no I don't.
You know what one of my goals is for this podcast is that maybe like 3-4 months from now Joe Rogan roasts us on his podcast.
I would cry.
So, putting it out there.
Either Joe Rogan. I have options. Joe Rogan, impulsive, or who is the third one? Dave Portnoy.
I don't know who that is.
Ugh, the owner of Barstool.
Oh, ew. You hate? Why? Anyways, let's not get into it.
My boyfriend, no, it's because Colden used to watch his pizza review videos during quarantine when I was literally on the verge of ending my own life, and all I heard was his stupid voice for 20 minutes straight every single fucking day, and like it really almost made me write the note. Okay, is that dark?
Yeah.
I couldn't fucking stand it. I literally couldn't. And hearing his little, hey, Richard, that's not how he sounds. You know what? But oh my God, I just can't.
I feel like that happens because there's, you know who, the one who shall not be named, used to watch two things at night.
And pissed you off?
And pissed me. And now I can't watch them. And it makes me sick whenever I hear it.
It makes me, and his voice, like to the point that I just.
Oh. Yeah. David Dobrik.
That dude. Yeah.
I fucking hate David Dobrik now. I can't stand him.
Don't we all?
But give me a Tesla.
Mr. Beast gave me a Tesla. I don't want one from David Dobrik.
Yeah, actually, right. And then also E-How videos. Or like, you know, not E-How. Much Mojo.
I knew that's what you meant.
And it would be like, here are the top 10
she has such viral a nice videos yeah.
of 2023.
She has everyone for a Watch Mojo for fucking for anything.
It's like, here are the top 5 moments on RuPaul's Drag Race. And
here are the top 5 used butt plugs in the month of February in 2024. It's like everything.
Now that whenever I hear that voice, I just get this like memory.
I know. What's it? I think it's called something where you like attach memories to things. I forget what it's called. Write a comment in the chat. Okay, that's it. Anyways, though,
thank you guys very much.
Thank you. I hope you liked it. Like, I mean,
whoever's listening out there, I hope you guys enjoy.
Please don't bully me. If like, you screenshot me and send me to, actually, no, that's free clout.
What?
To like send my link and bully me. Send it to your friends and you can roast me however much you want.
I feel like we should do that. Well, we have zero followers.
Yeah. I'll follow. I'll get like my mom's Facebook password.
You know what? For the algorithm, hi, we're starting a podcast. This is the end of the podcast. And for our next episode, we want people to roast us. So look at us, take a deep, good look. And people in the algorithm,
roast us.
And I swear to God, if you say one thing about my sweaty pits, this will be the last time we do the segment. Because I'm fucking struggling.
Call me fat. Fuck you. I know, bitch.
Nada's already getting a fucking. There's no roast and we're pissed.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. Anyways, thank you guys so much. Have a
thank
good.
Thank you.
I don't know when they're listening. How do we end this off?
Have a good day of the week.
Beef.
I smell like me.
No. Beef.
I smell like me.